being indigenous, being visibly indigenous, and that having a large impact on my experiences. My mother went to residential school, and I just mentioned that because it had a like indigenous women are like very, very vulnerable, and a lot of what I would share with my experiences would involve that being a very large part of my story. And a lot of people just don't, really don't know anything about that. So a lot of my energy and experience would be put into sharing that, how that has an impact about the history of Indigenous people, how it comes to happen. And especially like speaking one-to-one with people, a lot of people really wouldn't know anything about it. So I guess like to answer the question, it would just be there's a lot of energy that I would have always regularly put into educating on being Indigenous and how that has an important aspect to it because it's just not talked about enough. And it's difficult. Like it is difficult. It feels like I'm constantly like reminding people that I exist and how I came to exist and how that impacts me on a day-to-day basis. But I know people have, like Jess said, people aren't in this because they don't care, that people care. And I know that. So even when it's difficult or it's a bit more work to kind of share my perspective.